We're going to look at some Pirushim of the Sfasemis on the Haggadah. We'll see that there are certain themes that run throughout the Haggadah and certain themes that consistently run through the Sfasemis on the Haggadah. We're going to start with a few paragraphs from Shnas Tov Reish Lamed Vav. And here in these photocopies, that's on page 178. And we're going to process through the Haggadah. So we'll start with Avodah V'yinu L'Paro B'Mitzrayim, where in the answer to the questions of Manishtana, we say, well, this night's so important because V'ilu Loi Hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avoseinu M'Mitzrayim, Harei Anu Uvaneinu Uvnei Vaneinu Mishubodim Ha'iru L'Paro B'Mitzrayim. Lashon Harei Kasha. Harei means behold. Behold means you can see it right now. It's right in front of you. Now, a process of history where we would have been and we would have continued to all be Meshubadim is something you can't easily say, well, can't you see it? Hooray, it's right in front of you. You know, people asking me, how do you know Hooray means, that it means, you know, behold, it's right here in front of you. I said, are you married? He says, yeah. I say, what did you say? When you chose your wife, what did you say? And make sure that that's the one you said, Hooray, at. Right, so Hooray means something very in front of me. I can see it. It's immediate. It's right here. So what's immediate? Oh, he says, Achein. Kol hanisim shenasu lavisenu b'mitzrayim hem l'dayrois l'chol ish Yisrael b'frat l'ayvid Hashem. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to take us from Mitzrayim, it's not then, it's now. Particularly for an Eved Hashem, for someone who wants to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sheyesh like kama mine metzarim, all kinds of impingements that could hold a person back from being free and from sensing, from knowing that he has nothing else to be meshubah to, nothing else to be beholden to, nothing else to be concerned about but his relationship, her relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Sitra Achra, the Yetzer Hara, and all kinds of, let us call them, diversionary tactics of the Yetzer Hara, are all trying to compete for our attention and cause us to look everywhere but to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be involved with, to feel obligated to be taken up, our time, our mind, our presence of mind, to be taken up by all kinds of things, instead of being in a relationship where we are meshubadim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not to all the paros. Lachein mazkirin yitzias Mitzrayim b'chol yom. That's the point of saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you took us from Mitzrayim and gave us the opportunity to be free, to be yours. To be free and unencumbered, untethered by anything else but our relationship with you. Ubalav hachi harei anu v'neinu klema. If not for taking us then, harei anu margishin adayin hagolos. It's not so hard to imagine that if you wouldn't have Torah at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what would Klal Yisrael be? We wouldn't be Klal Yisrael. But whatever we would be, whoever we wouldn't be what we are. We would have all kinds of other encumberments. We would have all kinds of other concerns and relationships and imaginary worries or involvements in other things, all kinds of hopes, aspirations, maybe superstitions. But we wouldn't be what we are today. So he says, that's what Ilu Lehoitzi doesn't just mean Mishubadim Yilu in a physical bondage. Ilu Lehoitzi, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have taken us from Mitzrayim, we wouldn't be the people who serve him. We wouldn't be the people who know how to serve him. We would be completely taken up and beholden to other ideas. all of them, false gods. That's what Ilu Lehoitzi means. And that's why he says, we say, Harei. Harei, look at us. Look how many challenges we have as is. Look how hard it is to put everything else aside and focus in only on what we have to, which is our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch. So we see it. Harei! This Vasemis means to say. We see it. He says, and that's why, and he starts now to say what we're going to see again and again tonight, that the Dalad Lashonis of Geula are a hachana for Geula, for all the Geluyos. Lachei Nemar Arba Lashonis of Geula Shehaya Hachanas of Geula Lechol Hadalad Geluyos. Because what we are taken out of Mitzrayim, what we are taken out of when we're taken out of Mitzrayim, is taken away from all kinds of other shibudim and all kinds of other tsaros, physical and spiritual. And that's why we say we would all be still somehow. Mushubadim hayinu l'parah b'Mitzrayim. Okay, now this idea of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking us from Mitzrayim, but it's not just for that year, and it's not just so that we can serve Him now, but that what He did when He took us from Mitzrayim made it possible for us to be a lasting nation, a free people by definition. He took us into Cheirus, and He gave us a definition of Cheirus, and gave us a certain ability to withstand and stand up against all kinds of challenges posed by all the nations of the world, posed by every Golus, one Golus after the other. In other words, the Geula from every other Golus was Yitzias Mitzrayim. By taking us from Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already invested us with Geula. So that in all the other geulos that follow, they're all possible because Hashem took us from Mitzrayim. That embedded in geulos Mitzrayim is the geula from all the geulos. Let's see the next piece. V'hi sha'am d'la v'seinu v'lonu. So he asks, well, if v'hi sha'am d'la v'seinu v'lonu, that's what has us in good stead. What exactly is v'hi? This havtacha. Exactly what is the havtacha? So the paragraph before reads, Baruch Hamaka and Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemer Haftachasi Li Yisrael Baruch Hu, Shakarish Baruch Hu Chisha Vesakates, Lasois Lavram Avinu, as he says, Yidda Ateda, Kiger Yizrach Bereslelehem, Havadim Vinu Isam Avram Yashana, Havadim Vinu Isam, etc., etc. Vachar Yachain Yetsu Berchush Godel. Then we stop and we say, Behisha Omdom. Exactly what is the Havtocha to Avram Avinu? Because the Havtocha to Avram Avinu was clearly not only Yitzias Mitzrayim. He Shamdala Avoseinu Vilonu. As we've said, that the Geula is going to be a Geula that lasts, and that will be the Geula so that we can come out of the other Geulos as well. How? Let's see this piece. On page 178, this third paragraph, he shamed la vasenu shlo yachod bilvod amad aleinu lachalo yisenu ein muven vihi. This word vihi al makoy, what is it referring to? Vihi shleimar de koy alamata. It's going on what's written after vihi shamda, meaning in that paragraph shlo yachod bilvod amad aleinu lachalo yisenu kleimar shehakadosh baruch hu osa imanu chesed. It's a kindness of Hashem's. B'zeh shechilek es kol koiches sitra achra, that the koiches of the sitra achra of all the nations, these nations that have so much tumah and that introduce so much that's nefarious, so much that's negative, that could lo yaleinu affect us, shelo yihye nimtzu behem ha'achdus. That they don't all come at us at once. And it doesn't just mean that they don't all come at us at once physically. We didn't have Bavel and Yavan and Madai and Paras and Rome. It doesn't only mean that. It means that spiritually, in Ruchnius, the challenges that each Golus represents and challenges us with, they don't come all at once. They come in succession. That's more difficult in a certain way because each one comes with a very pointed sense of threat against Klal Yisrael. But if they all came at once, how would we stand up against all of that spiritually? How would we stand up against all of it at once? So this is a very well-known commentary, but he takes it with a certain sense of it being a spiritual idea. People besides the Sfas Emes say, they never are united enough. They're never unified enough. They're not unified enough, the nations, and because they're not unified enough, Baruch Hashem. But that's not the simple geopolitical way of looking at it, says the Sfas Emes. That's too simple. That geopolitical way of looking at it is simplistic. The point is that what Keiches of Ra, the powerful evil nature, and the powers of evil that these nations have, becomes watered down. Becomes watered down because they don't come together. And then he quotes the Zohar HaKadosh, where the Zohar HaKadosh says, you know, it says, Atem ma'at mikol ha'amim. The question is, what do you mean, ma'at mikol ha'amim? There's no nation or people or culture that has fewer in number than we? So the answer is as follows. At any time in history, no matter how many millions of Yidden there are, and there will be in Mirtz Hashem, but we stay together. We marry only Yidden, fellow Jews. And because we have a core that marries within, so we don't have our Yiddishkeit watered down. Whereas all the nations of the world, the Zohar HaKadosh says, they all marry each other. And by virtue of that, they don't maintain a pure, let's call it an amoni, right? So Chazal say that Sancheirav was mabalbalas umais. So there's no one who can say today, this one, he's from Ammon. This one, pure Bavel. This one, pure, no, they all marry this one, that one, the other one. Which means, says the Sfas Emes, as far as we are concerned, that the Doiros of Klal Yisrael, the generations of Klal Yisrael, where one Jewish woman marries a Jewish man, and the Jewish child marries another Jewish child, marries another Jewish child, that puts together the strength of Am Yisrael, that we are Echad. We are the people who are Echad. Umi ka'amcha Yisrael, goy Echad ba'aretz. We have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we are a unified people. And goy Echad ba'aretz, toward the end of this piece, he says, and it's not only one generation, but because the Jewish people are unified, we are unified across the generations. So we come with the strength of Doiros, that what a Jewish person does on the night of Pesach, he's not alone. He's sitting together with Rebbe Lozer ben Azariah and Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Tarfon in Bnei Brak. We're all sitting at the night of Pesach with each other, and with our Zaydis and Babas and all the Gdoyle, Torah, Rishonim, Achronim, before them, Amoraim, Tanoim. We're all together on the night of Pesach. And the Schus and the Koyach, such that we should have Geula, is cumulative. That's at the very end of the piece. If you look at the top of the next column, he says, "Ubazeh hakinus shenosen Hashem Yisbarach levnei Yisrael." This that we are one, and that we come together. Not only this year on Pesach, but this year Pesach, last year Pesach, our Zaydus Pesach, the Alta Zaydus Pesach. It's all together. Whereas in the case of the Rishoyim, everything changes. They don't have the same cultures, they don't have the same religions, they're completely, completely changing, evolving. And they marry one, this one, this marries that one. The koyach ha-tumah of one nation is never pure, says the Sfas Emes, because each of those nations ceases to be its own pure evil because of the way they marry. One marries the other, marries the other, marries the other, marries the other. And that's v'hi sh'amdala v'yseinu v'lonu, that we have a unique spiritual definition of being one with each other, with all of the deiros that came before us. I mean, what? Imagine if, I'm telling you, it's such a beautiful thing. Imagine if on the night of Pesach, Rabbi Kiva walked into our home. Imagine if Rabbi Kiva walked in and he saw us eating mara. So this one's eating endives and this one's eating lettuce and this one's eating horseradish. And then he sees us doing the tivol. He sees us doing the bringing one into the other, dunking into salt water, and then mara and charesis. So you think he'll question, what's tonight? He'll know immediately. He'll take one look and he'll say, Pesach. But Kiva lived almost 2,000 years ago. It doesn't matter. It'll be instantaneously recognizable. And that's the Echad. Echad bilvad amad aleinu l'chaloseinu. There's no nation that can say that they have forces like our good force in serving Hashem together as one in the exact same way. And with all the kaychis of Kedusha that we have, where their kaychis of Tumah are disparate and divided. He sham de lavi sein v'lom. Shlo echad bilvad. There is no other echad bilvad. We are the echad, and they are not. Okay, now let's look, let's turn over. Oh, you know what? Let's continue on that same page, on page 178. One more piece. So moving along in the Haggadah, the next discussion is, of course, the Psukim from Parshas Kisavoy, that we are Derish, in the Parsha of Vidui Bikurim. And the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, B'yad Chazaka, V'Zroya Netuya. Says the Sfas Emes, what's this Zroya Netuya? Zroya Netuya means an outstretched arm. And he says, V'al zeh nemar, Shevach Meyuchad, in Halal HaGadol, we say, U'B'Zroya Netuya Ki Le'Olam Chasdai. So why is it that the Zroya Netuya deserves its own praise, Ki Le'Olam Chasdai, and the huge chesed of the Zroya Netuya is, says the Sfas Emes, V'Inyan Hu, Shelevad HaHatzolo, Shehoya L'Sho'o, You know, that there was far more power that was accessed when HaKadosh Baruch Hu used that power to bring a makkah to Mitzrayim, much more than was needed for that makkah. V'haraya, it's called the Zroya Netuya. Zroya Netuya, says the Sfas Emes, means it's still outstretched. And it was outstretched for a long period of time, for a whole week. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just say, okay, we'll give a makkah for a day, or 2 days, 3 days. No, it maintained itself. It maintained itself, and then later on in this piece he says, and then what happened? It only stopped, not as preordained, not because there was a limit to how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to do to be makkah in Mitzrayim, but because Moshe Rabbeinu davened for the makkah to stop. So that means that there's a lot more of that makkah left for later, which means that the Zroya Netuya is still outstretched for our sake, for the sake of the Geula HaAsida, says this Sfas Emes. Let's see it inside. V'zeh Perish Zroya Netuya. That's in the fifth line of this paragraph. V'zeh Perish Zroya Netuya. Ka'odam Shemara Godel Koyach. He shows how powerful he is to scare away the enemy. threatening. You don't want to be hit more. And again, do you? I'll smite you again. Came Hera HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zrei Nutuya Sheinichoi or Sheinichu Milahara Livnei Yisrael. Threatening so that they would leave us alone. Ukumeduma Shekain Kasav Begvuras Hashem in the Maharal, which is how the Maharal puts it. But now, says the Sfasemes, V'zeh HaYarak Ba'avur Doirois HaBoim. What he adds to the Maharal is that it's not just a standing threat against Mitzrayim, but it's a standing power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, anytime I wish, I will unleash the power of Geula against you, whoever you are. Shehiya Geula Zu Hachana L'chol HaDoirois. The Zrei Netuya of Mitzrayim was not just for them. It was forever. Because that Zrei Netuya is very important. It's still the hand of Hashem outstretched to protect us, to watch over us. I mean, what we saw just a few days ago, Zrei Netuya. The Zrei Netuya, it is... The scientists say, people in the military say, that it's statistically unlikely for what happened to occur. Very unlikely, statistically. For all of that, I mean, sometimes I get in the car, I can't get the windshield wipers to work. And here you have the most difficult, sophisticated systems interfacing with each other in perfect harmony, and it worked. It actually worked because the Kadosh Baruch had Zrei Netuya stretched out against them and saying, "Don't you think that the Yena president Baruch Hashem? No, Baruch Hashem, he said it. Baruch Hashem and Ashrei that he's there for. He's a friend. But you think he's saying don't? Oh, the Zrei Netuya." That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is outstretched and still outstretched since Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's Hashem saying, don't. And so he goes on and says, V'lechein matzinu b'chol ha'makas sh'lei soru rak al pitfilas Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom. He needed Moshe Rabbeinu to hold it back because that desire of Hashem and the kayach of Hashem to protect us and punish our enemies was going to continue and does continue. Meaning the makas that Hashem sent have not been completed. They're still there for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us in the future. That means that, as the Sfasemes has told us, that the Geula of Mitzrayim was not just the beginning, but within the Geula of Mitzrayim, and because of the Geula of Mitzrayim, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu established was, I have a Zrei Netuya to protect you. In Tafshin Pei Dalet. The Zrei Netuya to protect us in Tafshin Pei Dalet and Mirtz Hashem.
Who are you? Who protect you? Who's you?
Akash Baruch Hu, you, Klal Yisrael.
This nation, but Klal Yisrael. Not you personally. Because millions die.
100%. So of course.
Don't count that Hashem said, I protect Michael Goffman. He will decide about Michael Goffman, protected or not. Nation will be protected,
nation.
But
yes.
Not Michael Kaufman.
Mr. Michael Kaufman too. Besides Klal Yisrael. But yes, it means. Yeah,
nation will survive. Nation will be gold.
A nation will have gold. Yes, a nation will
but
have
gold. Not the
yeah.
People.
Yeah.
Each person has their own thing.
Of course. So that's what V'yad chazaka uv'zrei netuya means, and why we say specifically ki la'olam chastai on that zrei netuya. Okay, let's continue. On the other side, on page 247 in these editions, on the left side, Hillel, up on top. Hillel ha'yakarich, this is from Shnas Tof Reish Nun Gimel. Tof Reish Nun Gimel. Hillel ha'yakarich matzah, Pesach matzah umarar va'uchlam biyachad lohidia ki meriras hagolos einoy dover nifrat. The bitterness of golos is not something different from and separate from the sweetness of geula. The sweetness of geula is not only predicated on the bitterness of Golos, but it is created by the bitterness of Golos, and the bitterness of Golos and what we go through in the Golos is necessary, it's needed to make us who and what we are. And the response to it is why we end up deserving a geula, and why HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take us to freedom. He says, it's not a davar nifrad, shehoya shinui rotzen b'shas ha-geula. Chalila to say, well, first HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to suffer, and then he changed his direction or changed his mind, Chalila? No. It's all part of, and it's the point of because it's all good. Even the merirus is good. It's functional. It's meant to create a certain type of yid, a certain type of Jew, a certain mindset of geula. K'meshi kosev, memes u'machaya. Everything he does is for the purpose of the machaya. But first, memes u'machaya. U'matzmiach Yeshua. He goes on quoting from Reb Chaim Vital, Maror is begematria maves. Isn't that fascinating? Mem resh vav resh is begematria maves 446. Ki begolus chashuvim kimesim. Golus, if you can't be perfectly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your life is attenuated. Kimesim, like we are not alive. Avod hula tzerech chiyus chadosh. But the point of it is to bring out a better new life after. For Yeshua l'dayrois and for Nitzchias to come. That's why we have to eat the mar. She'anachnu ata begalus v'chodin ba'achilas mar l'matei kamrirus b'layla hazeh. And that's why he quotes the Gemara. You're not yotzeh if you swallow the mar without chewing on it. You have to chew on it. And this is directly from the Chaim Vital. Chewing on the maror means I accept the bitterness, and by accepting it and understanding it and growing from it, I sweeten the din. Maror stands for mavis. Maror means chalila, the difficult and the hard and the tragic din. And swallowing that is not, no, it's chew on it. And that's what's mamtik the din, that sweetens the din. And Klal Yisrael, by taking on what we've taken on and experiencing what we've experienced and saying, but I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that if I take this correctly, it's going to become sweet. That's the point of the Maror. It's a part of getting us to the Pesach and to the Geula. And finally, number four, that we'll look at on the right-hand side. Actually, it's the fifth piece we're looking at. The right-hand side on page 247, and with that we'll conclude. The She'elas Chacham. She'elas Chacham, he asks, very smart, you know, Ma'edus v'chukum v'mishpatim, and we answer Afikoymen. But the last thing you're supposed to eat is Afikoymen, because the Pesach is Nechal L'soiva. You eat that and then you're full, don't eat afterwards. Why? So he explains, Lirmois, it's a remez. It's a remez to what comes at the end. That in the end we're going to have geula. And so we conclude the night with the taste of the matzah, meaning with the afikamim, with the carbon pesach, because that's our future, that's the end. Because, like the Pasuk says, like you came from Mitzrayim, I'm going to show you niflois in the future, in the Geula Ha'asida. V'lachein ha-Pesach nechal al ha-saiva. Lo'imar, ki ha-gam she-yitzias Mitzrayim ha-hoye Geula Rishona, avo Geula Achreina tluya bo, k'may she-kosov, hein ga'alti eschem achrus k'reishis, which is in the Musaf Kedusha on Shabbos, in Nusach Sfard. That the achrus is going to be from and just like the reishis. So the Chacham asks, kevin she'ata, Zman Geula. It's time of Geula, Pesach. V'chazarnu l'galus. But we're here in the Galus still. Ma ha'inyin b'schiras yitzias Mitzrayim. So is it just memory? Is it just because of what was? And the point of Afikomen is no. It's because of what will be. V'hatshuva ein maftirin achar ha-pesach Afikomen. Because this is the Leil Shimurim Hu for the Geula Hasid. I'll finish with a beautiful Tzror Hamor, one of the great Sfaradim, when the great late Achronim of the Sfaradim is Perish on the Torah, he points out that the Pasuk says, Leil Shimurim Hu LaHashem L'Hitziya Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Then it repeats, Hu HaLaila Hazeh Shimurim L'chol b'nei Yisrael l'day reisam. So he says in Pshat, it's a leil shimurim from Mitzrayim, so we can come out Mitzrayim. Promise to Avraham Avinu, hu halayla hazeh. This is also what we celebrate tonight, that it's shimurim l'day reisam for all day reis, for every geula and for the future geula as well.